Paul, Power 96 Sports. In town ball, the Austin Greyhounds got clobbered in Owatonna 12-2. They fall to 6-3 on the season. In fact, they've lost two in a row now for the first time this year. Still, good for first place in the Twin Rivers League. And they are at home against Dodge County tomorrow night at 7:30. So get out and cheer on the Greyhounds from Markeson Park in Austin. Friday night local baseball. The NFL is preparing to begin the 2020 season with several teams reporting for training camp this week, including the Minnesota Vikings today. This is the first time that organizations will get to hit the field and install schemes prior to the regular season. Now the NFL is entertaining the idea of letting fans be in attendance for regular season games. All indications are the league will require fans to wear face coverings at games. The NFL will potentially make a decision on the season in the near future. It will go a long way in deciding if fans will be allowed in stadiums. But the first step is training camp, and that opens today for quarterbacks and rookies for the Vikings. The full team will be there by Monday. Minnesota United FC got two first-half Ethan Finley goals against Colorado on the pitch to go up 2-1 at the break. Colorado scored the only goal of the second half, and it ended in a 2-2 draw. Now it's the round of 16, and Minnesota United FC made it. They will play Columbus next Tuesday in the knockout round. When baseball launches without fans in the stands, those watching games at home will still be able to cheer or clap for their favorite teams virtually. Major League Baseball is launching a feature today, opening day, that will allow fans to interact with their team's games and through social media links. Scoreboard operators at ballparks will receive a live interface reflecting fan reaction, allowing the operator to adjust the type of artificial fan noise pumped to empty stadiums. With the fan interactive features, those logged in will be able to see what percentage of those watching root for certain teams while seeing the three reaction icons pop up on screen, similar to the hearts on an Instagram live video. The option to log into the cheering feature will pop up alongside the game day score graphic and pitch charting visual. Homer Bailey lived up to his name in the Minnesota Twins' only exhibition game at Wrigley Field last night. He gave up a two-run homer to the second batter of the game, Anthony Rizzo, and a solo homer to the fifth batter in the first inning, Wilson Contreras, who hit another solo homer off of Bailey in the third. Twins got two runs in the fifth on a passed ball and a wild pitch, and another one in the seventh on an RBI from Jorge Polanco. George! But they still came up a run short, 4-3. They open the 60-game regular season tomorrow night at 7:10 at the Chicago White Sox. Jose Berríos versus Lucas Giolito. The Major League Baseball season starts tonight with two games. The New York Yankees visiting defending champion Washington at 6, and then San Francisco at the LA Dodgers in the nightcap. NASCAR has a rare Thursday night race tonight at 6:30 as they go round and round for 400 miles in a cornfield somewhere in Kansas. Brad Keselowski is the defending race champion, and he's third in the point standings this season behind Kevin Harvick and Denny Hamlin. PGA Tour is at TPC Twin Cities in Blaine for the next event today through Sunday. There's $6.6 million up for grabs. It's a par 71 course. Not a lot of big names in the tournament. Brooks Koepka, Tony Finau, and Dustin Johnson tee off early in the day. No Tiger, no Phil, no world number one, John Rahm, no world number two, Rory McIlroy, no world number three, Justin Thomas, and no Bryson DeChambeau. The 64-year-old head coach was entering the final year of his current contract with the club. The Vikings have made the playoffs three times under Zimmer, including a trip to the NFL title game in 2017. Last season, after just falling short of the postseason the year before, the Vikings went 10-6 during the regular season before upsetting New Orleans in the wild card round on the road in the NFC playoffs. Minnesota would then fall to the eventual NFC champion, San Francisco 49ers, in the divisional round. Zimmer already the third winningest coach in Minnesota Vikings history behind Hall of Fame coach Bud Grant and Les Steckel. No, wait a minute. Dennis Green. Sports, news, community events, our streaming audio, information on the shopping show, and more can be found on the website kqprfm.com and follow us on Facebook and Twitter. J. Paul, Power 96 Sports.